It's DC week, so we here. Are we here? Can they hear me? Can they hear me? I think they can. I think they can. I think they can. What the outcast say? I stink. I can. I stink. I can. Yeah. I love outcast. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I don't want to get beat up by the internet people. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Operation Hero Talk, the number one podcast for the nerds, the nerdettes, the blurs, the blurdettes, and of course the weebs and the weebettes. What is going on? Very happy to be talking to you guys again. Your boy is on a vacation, federally mandated vacation. They like, yeah, you're doing too much. You gotta take a week off. So your boy is here chilling in the crib. And I thought to myself, well, why not talk to the people that I love talking to, talking about nerd shit, talking about blurred shit, talking about what's the word shit. You already know. Today, and as y'all probably guessed by reading the damn title, I'm pretty sure you know it is DC week. DC week we here. And with that being said, the character I wanted to do today, I guess, in the spirit of being modern, you know, being modern and, you know, being up to date. It's about being up to date, right? Because, you know, they're taking a whole spin on this character and, you know, trying to do new things. So I figured, what the hell? How about just dedicate an episode to him? Wasn't planning on dedicating an episode to him this early. I was actually going to wait till the movie came out. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about the original holder of Shazam's powers, the man that had a widow's peak and somehow they made him bald in the movie, who was traditionally skinny, but somehow they made him look like he's on 12 different kinds of steroids in the movie. I'm referring, of course, to the man whose name makes no sense, Black Adam. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Black Adam. So let's just get into it, because in doing research for this character, right, you guys know I'm all about, you know, stories, right? I like a good story. Who doesn't love a good story? It's the modern age. We love a good story, right? And when I don't get a good story, it kind of, man, you know, kind of throws me off. It throws my energy off because I don't see how it can get better. And that's big for me when I'm reading about a hero or watching a movie, you know, about any character, right? I need to be able to predict where it's gonna go. You know, it's my shit. That's just how I operate. But anyways, let's talk about this for a second. Black Adam. First of all, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. But fam, Black Adam, you could not have chosen a worse name. In my opinion. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. I'm not fucking with the name. Nobody, you telling me nobody in that room thought of Black Adam? That would have been better. That would have been way better. Just as a name. I'm actually okay with his name being Adam. I don't know too many people. I don't think I've read about too many people in, you know, Egyptian times being, in ancient Egyptian times being named Teth Adam. I don't see that. I really haven't seen that, but I mean, maybe Adam is a normal thing. It's like one of the whitest names I've ever heard, but you know, maybe it's a thing. Anyways. So, okay. Black Adam, no Black Adam. Okay. So The concept of the story here is that we have a character who's been through all types of, you know, shit from childhood to his adult life. And, you know, he's chosen by the old wizard Shazam and he gets the powers and it lets him go to his head. Now, and this kind of leads to, we'll talk about the Shazam movies in the second part of the podcast, but it kind of leads to what we saw there. But this is really my question when it comes to to this character, because a lot of what you see in the comics is the Shazam family not really being able to hurt him, but him also not really being able to hurt them as well. They have the same powers, right? So it's once again, it's a thinking man's game, right? A thinking person's game, right? You have to think, you have to outthink him and get him to say Shazam, or get him to, you know, do some, I read a lot of the comics recently, and I'm actually going through some right now. I'm not even going to lie to you. but there are a few things that I do like about this character, that, and I'm talking about, you know, the mixed the comic book version. I don't know what we're going to see in the movie version, but from what I can tell from the trailer, it looks like it's going to be a little bit of the same kind of background. Although, maybe this gets changed the further we go into the comic book version of Black Adam, to where it does more match up to the version that we're going to see in the movie. Because in the version, what I've read so far, there's no family, no wife, no kids. It's just him and, you know, bitter for working for the Pharaoh for so long, you know, slave times. And then, you know, he gets his powers and he kills the Pharaoh. And he, you know, is like, I should rule the world and all that. And that's what gets me to the point where I need to make, because I'm confused. I thought that Shazam was, you know, an all-powerful wizard. Don't get me wrong. I know that one of the things that we know about him is, you know, that's one of the reasons why he went from choosing a man to choosing a boy, because a boy would be more innocent and not, you know, sullied by the outside world, you know, still innocent, so to speak. Okay. All right. It's a good plan. But my question is, what did you see in Teth Adam? Right? Because I think that's something that gets lost in this, right? Because whatever you think about him, whether you think he's a hero or a anti-hero, that's kind of how they rebranded him in the newer versions and in the movie. I'm assuming that's what they're gonna do. But in the first version, he's corrupted. He's a corrupted version of Shazam. And it's honestly confusing for me. And please, somebody in the comments, feel free to correct this for me, because I'm like, yo, wasn't he evil? I mean, like, can't those powers be taken away? Just how much power does that old ass wizard have? Because not only is it spread out to Black Adam, but it's also spread out to Captain Marvel and like 80 of his cousins. I'm joking, of course. I know, like, it's only like five of them, but in the comics, it's really only four, maybe, I think. But there are some versions of this character I like. I like that he kills the Pharaoh. You know, hey, I think we all benefit from that. But then he becomes the ruler, and he's worse. You know what it's kind of, you know what it's kind of similar to, and I'm pretty sure you guys this will be coming up soon in the, I'm not saying that though we'll see it in the Ant-Man and Wasp movie, but it's kind of similar to one of the versions of Kang that was a ruler, kind of like a Egyptian ruler, and he was like horrible. Why do they always, like, damn, it's a great question. Can we ever get a depiction of a benevolent pharaoh? Like, was there ever a benevolent pharaoh? We should look it up, but not now. We got shit we need to talk about. So yeah, I'm not loving the name, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really not. Not loving Teth Adam. But I do get why the character was created, right? Because you have to remember the times, right? And I mean, hell, let me check and see, because this is issue number 28. That's in 1978, 1973. And when was the Marvel, his first appearance, which I'll get into more in the origin moments, which we got coming up in a little over 5 minutes. Let's see. First appearance is here in this issue. Sorry, I'm trying not to give it away. I'm just looking up, trying to see when this came about. Oh yeah, I can just look it up here. Where are you? There we go. Okay, and that was in, oh man, 1942. Yeah, so, you know, think, okay, so that brings about the perfect part. Sorry, I'm about to say something that's similar to my Superman video, episode one. Recommend you go check it out, Operation Hero Talk. This is what I'm saying. So we have a character, right? And anything back then, I'm not saying is a good idea, but it's fresh and it's original and it's interesting, right? It's kind of similar to, you know, if you're a wrestling fan, it's kind of similar to Shawn Michaels versus Razor Ramon, or Scott, he was Scott Hall at the time. Shawn Michaels versus Scott Hall at WrestleMania 11, right? He didn't even go that far up the ladder to jump off it, but it was the first time anybody had ever seen that done, right? So it was just like, oh, this is fresh and it's hot and it's great. Same similar concept here. I'm trying to paint a picture for y'all. Okay, let's just bear with me on this. Okay, we have a character, right? Is, you know, vaguely similar to Superman. I mean, hell, everybody wants to be like Superman, especially in 1942. It's a great time, right? It's a great time. But we need something different. How do we do that? There's really no anti-Superman. There's no evil version of Superman. I mean, if you count Zod, yeah, sure. But nobody really gives a shit about Zod. So it's like, okay. So if we created an alternate version, an evil version, a corrupted version of Shazam, okay, that could go pretty well. And this gets into the origin moment. But at the same time, you know, I think from, well, and this is just without doing any research, I can identify with, oh, okay, I see why you would make this, especially for the times, because, you know, it's a situation where it's like, hey, you know, we got to come up with something that can beat this guy. It's like what you see with a lot of heroes as the story goes from the beginning to the end. A lot of times in the beginning, the heroes are fighting fairly simple villains, and then there comes the villain that, you know, they're going to keep running into, and then the roster slowly builds up, right? The roster of antagonists slowly builds up. Captain Marvel was no different, right? Captain Marvel was no different. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am saying Captain Marvel, and I'm not referring to the Captain Marvel from Marvel. Okay, this is a different one. His name originally was Captain Marvel. So I'm sorry if I confused some people out there, but I mean, hey, we got to set the record straight, right? Can't have y'all in here thinking one thing when it's really another. But anyways, Black Adam, I need to know, I seriously want to know in the comments, what you guys think about this character, and are you excited for the movie? Because I am not. Honestly, don't even think I'm going to go see it. But, you know, for the purpose of research, I am going to watch it at some point. you know, this is my shit. I gotta watch it. My shit as in, you know, this is something that I like, but this is what I do, right? I love heroes and villains in all its form, even the bad ones. Gives me something to talk about. In fact, I prefer the bad ones. Gives me something to talk about. And I'm not predicting that this movie is going to be bad by any means, but I don't know. It seems to me like we're just getting a bunch of heroes that maybe have been requested or maybe haven't even been requested, just asked about. Like, well, you know, I wonder what if they'd ever put Dr. Fate in the movie, or I wonder if they'd ever put Hawkman in a movie. That'd be kind of nice to see, right? Kind of dope. And then here we are, October 21st, Black Adam hitting the movie theaters. Operation Hero Talk episode. What episode are we in? Let me check episode. Oh shit, we on episode 34. Operation Hero Talk episode 34. Dimitri Starks. One last point before I get into the origin moment. When I read the Marvel comic, Family Comics, I liked it. A little slow going, but I liked it. What I didn't like was how easy it was to banish Black Adam to the nearest star. That I thought was just like, okay, that's a little far-fetched. But once again, we got to remember the times, right? So the way it goes, the wizard, once he saw what Teth Adam, I'm just calling him Teth Adam. I prefer that. Whether you want to say I'm making fun of him or not. Well, I'll plead the fifth. Anyways. So Teth Adam, he's doing all this evil shit, right? He's ruling Egypt. He's sending armies out to conquer the world, right? Because he's got a grudge against the people that ruled him. And then the old wizard finds out. Uh-oh. Daddy's angry. Daddy's very angry. He's like, hey, I gave you these powers. Did you hear me say use these powers to go kill a pharaoh and take over Egypt? That was not in your contract, pimp. That was not in your contract. That wasn't even an incentive. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, to be real with you, I don't even really think he was mad that he offed the pharaoh. So you guys gotta get that in your heads. That's not the issue here, okay? Because once again, the pharaoh was a colossal dick. So not really too mad you offed him. In fact, I get it. It kind of makes sense because, oh, okay, well, cool. If he's gone, then you know, people are free. Let my people go. Shout out to Moses. But then you take place and now we have a super pharaoh. it's like it's just adding insult to injury. Like, it's just like, come on, man. You just got us out of this shit. And now you're putting us right back in it, but worse, because nobody will ever be able to depose you. Because if shit gets real, you can just go handle it yourself. Throw some lightning on people. Turn them into crispers. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it is now 15 minutes into the podcast, which can only mean that it is time for the origin moment, the moment where we talk about the origins of the characters we are discussing in the show. And remember that this video is sponsored in part by the alphabet, where the only letters that matter are U and I. Operation Hero Talk episode 34. So let's get into the origin of this. And once again, okay, I'm just looking this shit up now, so I ain't no shame in my game. I don't care. Didn't really have a lot of time to prepare for this. I was trying to get y'all some shit early. Let's see. Not really a lot of information on how he was created. Just go straight to publication history. Ooh, it's a lot of comics though. I got a lot of shit to catch up on. Let me see. Let me check out references. This is where you get it at. Comic book history is everything you need to know about 101. There we go. Okay. Comic book history is 101. Everything you need to know about Black Adam. Let's see what we got. Do we got anything? What is this? Oh, it's a video. Oh, well, we can't watch a video. Well, I can. You guys can. So let's go to the... I hate going to the DC Comics website. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. It is the worst shit on planet Earth. Like, it is a terrible, terrible website. I'm sorry. Like, the it's just like, how do you have a DC? Seriously, how do you have a website as bad as the movies? I gotta ask. It is almost breathtakingly amazing how you are able to pull that off. Seriously, improve your damn website. Jesus. Anyways. Got me hot. All right. Let's see what we got here. I bet you I don't get shit from this search. Yes, Black Adam. Okay, yes. One of the world's foremost wielders of magic, Black Adam has been... Yeah, we know. We know who the hell he is. I'm trying to see who created him. Let's see... No. I ain't gonna lie though, these new comics look kind of fire though. I'm gonna have to check them out. Like I said, I didn't get a lot of chance. I didn't get a really good chance to go over this shit before coming on here. Let me see. Conduct. Okay, I don't care about that. What latest comics? Recent activity? No. Yep, and of course, I can't find anything about who created the character on the damn website. Once again, you guys suck. Okay. Wow, there's actually a black character called Black Adam. That, okay, we'll get into that later. Anyways. All right, so Black Adam made his first appearance in the Marvel Family issue number one in 1943, where he was pretty basic. It was a pretty basic story. He showed up as he had been traveling. He was banished to the farthest star. Once again, pretty easy way to get rid of somebody, but he a convenient way, like. just the thinking. Oh, okay, so we banish him to a farther star, yet we still give him his powers. What? That doesn't make sense. So immediately once he's banished, he starts flying back. Oh my god. I, as the person who banished him, never took the time to think about the fact that he could possibly fly back because he has all his powers. Holy shit. I had to take his powers on a little sticky note. I left it on my computer. It must have fell off. Anyways. Sorry. Okay. So basically we have that, right? That piece of... Anyways. So yeah, he's flying back. He gets back. He's, you know, the world has changed. It's modern times. He doesn't know like what the hell's going on. I don't know if he's flying back to Earth, if he was banished somewhere in the movie. We'll see. He comes back and he's like, oh well, okay, a little modern times. But you know, the mission, the players change, but the game remains the same. I'm going to rule this planet. All right. Oh no, there's a guy in red that's dressed just like me. I wonder if he's stronger. Oh no, he's not stronger, but I'm stronger. I'm not as strong as him. Where does that put us? Well, doesn't really put us anywhere right now, I guess. So there's that. But he's actually been in a lot of... He's actually been in a lot of comics. I mean, let me just read down the list. check this shit out. This is, and I'm not even sure this is all of them. Hang on. Let's see what we got here. The Powers of Shazam. The Justice Society series. Black Adam Reforms. Black Justice Society. Black Reign. Infinite Crisis. 52. World War III. Countdown. Black Adam. The Dark Age. Countdown. Black Adam. The Dark Age. One title. Final Crisis. Justice Society of America. The New 52. DC Rebirth. Infinite Frontier. Damn. It's a pretty popular boy. Gotta give him that. He's a pretty popular boy. I'm still surprised I call myself a comic fan, yet I have not read Infinite Crisis. I need to change that. To all you comic book fans that are out there that listen to my show, I apologize. I understand that that's crucial. That's like comic books 101, especially if you're a DC fan. Anyways. Sorry. I mean almonds. Anyways. So that's the basis of what we're dealing with here, right? Because who created Black Adam? Matter of fact, yeah, never mind. Just hold on. This damn origin moment is not done yet. Created by Otto Binder and CC Beck. All right, let's check into these guys. Who else did they create? Okay, so Otto Binder was the co-creator of Supergirl, and he wrote for Captain Marvel for a few years, actually. It's not bad. Let's see what we got. Yeah, for Fawcett Comics, where Captain Marvel originally was, and then transitioned over to DC. Or actually, Fawcett became DC, didn't it? If I'm talking out my ass, I apologize. But yeah, I'm just trying to, knowledge is power. Anyways. Writing your stories, Captain Marvel saga, yep. Good Dougley, yep. Okay, so him and CC Beck both created Mary Marvel, which is a character in the Captain Marvel series. Uncle Dudley, which is a character in the Captain Marvel series. Black Adam and Mr. Mind, as well as two of Dr. Savannah's four children, the evil twins, Thaddeus and Savannah Jr. Okay. Thaddeus, Savannah Jr., and Dr. George. So, okay, Binder and Beck unsuccessfully attempted to launch a newspaper comic strip featuring Talkie Tawny in 1953. I don't know who that is. Future episode on Talkie Tawny. Yeah, okay, so Fawcett and then became a part of DC. So that makes sense. Okay. So that's a little bit, that's the origin of him. But as you can see, this character is really old, man. Really old. Sign of the times. Seriously. It's a character that's, it's a character that, honestly, if I'm keeping it a buck, has evolved a little bit, right? Has evolved, because once again, he's been in modern times, he's been rewritten as a anti-hero, not really a villain, and definitely not a hero. It's just mainly a situation where it's like, look, you don't mess with me and I won't turn you to crisp. Like, that's really the situation, right? And it kind of goes into a little situation where he's having kind of an identity crisis, right? And that works, and that's fine. That's fine on some level, because on some level that works, right? But what do you guys think? Would you prefer Black Adam just be a straight up villain, or would you prefer he become a straight hero, or do you like the anti-hero? Because I mean, we all know anti-heroes are all the rage now, right? Deadpool, anti-hero, not a hero, not a villain, definitely not a hero, right? Anti-hero, right? Shit. I mean, I can go on. Hell, there's a lot of. Why are not? See, this is what I hate. When you need to come up with a character and then nothing is coming to mind. Y'all know what the hell I'm talking about. There's plenty of goddamn anti-heroes out there. So we're gonna take a little break right here, but then when we come back, we're gonna get into what expectations for the movie, do a rating of the overall character, some things I'm looking to see some things I'm hoping they leave out, some things that could be surprising, some things that could work. And we'll get into it. We'll get right back into it. So stay tuned. Second part of the episode coming up, Operation Hero Talk, episode 34. It's your boy Dimitri. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Operation Hero Talk, episode 34, Black Adam, DC Week. So I want to hop straight into it because I want to get as much information out as I can. Hang on, sorry. Give me 1 second. Just setting some of my watch here. Okay. So what I really want to know, which please feel free to put this in the comments on whatever platform you're hearing this on, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, streaming on all three platforms. All episodes are free, obviously. So, you know, go ahead and download, give us a comment. Follow me on TikTok, Train, TRAINE003. Also, Operation Hero Talk, all one word, lowercase. Same on Instagram, Operation Hero Talk. What do you guys think about this? Because I think, if you notice, if you're watching this on YouTube, I know you noticed I changed the vibe a little bit. Sorry. Hold on, guys. Let me go ahead and change it back. I apologize. Let me see. There we go. Now we're back in business. Anyways, I don't really have a lot of expectations for this movie. And I think that's both a good thing and a bad thing, because I can't really gauge how true it is to the original story and what. Sorry. And there has been a point of contention, you know, between people who read comic books and people who don't. And let me be honest with y'all, it's not that deep. Y'all don't got to think about this that hard, okay? It's not that deep. If you liked the comics and you read the comics, get the stick out your ass. It's fine. And this is coming from a person who reads comics. You know, stop saying that people who don't are not true fans. Yes, they are. If you're passionate about it, you're a fan. Okay. And so that's where we stand on that. I had to get that little shit out. Anyways, where was I at? Right. So it's good in a way because I think that, you know, it doesn't always have to be the same. But I mean, hell, all of the comic book issues that I read in the first part of the episode, hell, it's hard. I'd be hard pressed for me to see that they didn't take something. They had to have took something, probably many things, right? Now let's get down to some things, some important things. Okay. Being cast as Black Adam, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. I love Dwayne. Love a good portion of his movies. Okay? Love a good portion of his movies. Wouldn't have made this choice. I chose somebody else. I just don't see it as a good fit. I just think there were other people that could have did the Black Adam better than this casting choice. But I get it. He's popular, right? You want people to see them, want to see people to see the movie, especially if you're DC. Especially if you're DC, you kind of need people to see the movie. Cause I mean, let's be real here. Okay, if we adding up all these damn live action DC movies, you motherfuckers have definitely lost more than y'all have won. Okay, so that's just, hey, don't get mad at me. I'm just saying what my listeners want to say, DC, if you're listening to this, okay? I'm just saying what my listeners want to say to y'all, okay? They ain't gonna say it, I say it for them. Y'all need to get your shit together, especially when it comes to these movies. So do I expect bad reviews? Hell yeah. It's DC. You have to. It's live action and it's DC. You have to. You have to recognize that opinion is gonna be there from henceforth because of just the poor showing that has been done in these prior movies. You know what it is? It's equivalent to just leaving a bad taste in somebody's mouth. Once you left a bad taste in somebody's mouth, whenever they see you, that taste kind of resurfaces and they're like, ugh, God. That's kind of where people are at with live action DC movies. Really? Seriously. The only real two that I see that get a pass is the Suicide Squad movies. And they were okay. I thought the second one was better than the first one. But either way. So what are y'all expecting? Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. God damn it, I'm just calling him The Rock. I knew him from his wrestling days. I don't like The Rock as a casting choice for this. I thought they could have did better. I like the fact that we're gonna see Dr. Fate. That's his damn name, right? Dr. Fate. Yeah, it's Dr. Fate. Dr. Fate, Hawkman, and some others in here. I think that that's gonna be good for the. For the franchise. I think it's gonna be good for the movie. Because he's awesome. He's got the look, the powers. He's just a dope character, right? Future episode on him coming soon. Man, I'm gonna look naked back here. It's okay. Sorry, I get distracted easily. Anyways, so from what we can see, let's just observe what I'm sure you've all have seen in the trailer. Let's just observe that. So what have we seen? A guy that is, you know, comes through and he's like, he's got that I don't give a shit attitude. You mess with me, I'm destroying everything in sight, right? And that's fine, because that's Black Adam, right? That's Black Adam. You want Black Adam to be that way, right? That's just how he is, right? But what I'm confused on, and maybe this is me having to actually read the Justice Society comics and getting a better understanding of what's going on here. You see this all the time, because sometimes it works. Depends on how you do it. You see it sometimes where the characters that are supposed to be the heroes become the villains because the main character himself, herself, become the anti-hero. And it's a situation where it's like, well, I'm not really looking to hurt everybody. I'm just looking to hurt somebody specific. Right? And what do we usually know about the people trying to stop them? Usually they're under orders, being told to stop that person. They feel like it's justified, right? And sometimes it is, because sometimes, you know, hey, go ask Marvel, or go ask any normal person that lives in the Marvel universe. Collateral damage is a bitch. All right, you're walking outside your house and a beam falls on you. It can happen. If superheroes ever become real, I'm moving to Antarctica. Anyways, I'm moving to Alaska. Ain't no superheroes in Alaska. Anyways, Switzerland. There's probably superheroes in Switzerland. No, there's not. All the superheroes and supervillains, for some reason, focus on the United States. So I'm going to Switzerland. Anyways. So will we... Yeah, right. So the trailer. I'm sorry. We were talking about the trailer. Don't want to get off it. So we see him and he shows up in the middle of a fucking dark room, kind of like where the old Shazam wizard who was white in the comics and black in the movie. Not complaining. somehow is. And then you got guys, of course, you got guys coming, you know, coming at him with guns. And of course, you know, he fries him to a crisper. So let me look up this Black Adam trailer real quick just so I can go through it. Black Adam. Right. So in the beginning of the trailer, I don't know if he's like arrived there or if he's like, I don't know if he's like arrived there or if he like, if he was summoned there. I don't get what's going on here. Maybe they said his name. That could be the case. I mean, we'll see. I'll see here. Hang on. Yeah, I'm just seeing a lot of shit where, you know, there's a big battle in the city and it looks like there's two different groups hunting for him. So it looks like there's a mercenary group hunting for him. And then there's the Justice Society hunting for him. And I've seen this before. It seems to me like it's going to be a situation where they end up working together. And then he's like, well, leave me the F-bomb alone or else we're gonna have issues. Right. Okay, so yeah, then you have the two. Have you noticed that there's always non-power helpers? There's always a human being helping this person, whether they're good or bad. Always think about I love to bring up Deadpool because Deadpool is just a great series. The guy that drove the taxi, it's my man's name. I'm not even gonna look him up. I don't even want to waste time like that, but he's hilarious, but no powers, right? So I think what you have is in that medium is where you have those people that help the hero or the villain or the anti-hero, whatever. You have those people, that message, what they're trying to send out is that there's still hope in society. There's still hope in society. There's still hope with the human race. We're not all lost. Some people are just genuinely caring, right? So you should give us a chance, even though you could rule us. And by all means, I mean, you'd be perfectly justified and nobody could really stop you. Except for other heroes. I don't know. But I am interested in seeing the angles they're going to take here. Is this going to be the first DC movie that comes right off the rip? Killing. If you don't know what I mean doing well. That's what I mean. I mean doing well. Okay. I don't know. Hopefully. Maybe it will. I honestly could not tell y'all. Let's get into the overall rating. Operation Hero Talk, episode 34. Demetrius Starks here. So on powers and abilities, he's got the same as Captain Marvel. So I'm gonna give him Shazam. I'm gonna give him. I'll give him an 8 out of 10 actually on this one. And here's why. Because I don't think we really got to see everything that we could see in the Shazam movies. So I'm actually pretty happy about that, right? That we're kind of seeing new levels to this power, and we're seeing them through Black Adam. I'm okay with that actually. Because here we have a character that can do the stuff that Shazam, I'm just going to call him Shazam, ladies and gentlemen. Here we're going to do, that can do the things that Shazam can't do. Right? The good Captain Marvel that he can't do. Or that he just won't do. So testing those powers to his full limit. I mean, the first Shazam movie, it was a comedy. Really wasn't even an action movie. I mean, that was my opinion. And it was a shame because I was going in to see action. I knew there was gonna be comedy. I just didn't expect it to be so much comedy. I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, this is okay. Yeah. I knew a Black Adam movie was coming eventually. I just didn't know what it was gonna look like. I mean, you have Captain Marvel. You got Captain Marvel. You're gonna have Black Adam. So obviously, the writing was on the wall there. So powers, I'll give him an 8 out of 10. Story, unfortunately, and I know it's strange for me. It's strange for me. I don't have a story. Not have a story. I haven't read the full story. So maybe there's some shit in there that I like, some that I don't like, to be determined. I'll give y'all a rating on the next episode. I'll travel back and say, hey, if you haven't listened to the Black Adam episode, recommend you go listen to it. This is my rating on his story. So overall, TBD, to be decided. Okay. I'm gonna give y'all a rating on him in my next episode. We'll just circle back. We'll circle back here. To him, give a rating real quick, and then we'll move on to the character that we'll be discussing in that episode. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for your boy. I know, short episode today. Really wanted to dive in deep, just on what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying, lower your expectations. Okay, we don't know what we're gonna see with this movie. It's DC. So don't go in there expecting a lot. So that way, if you're disappointed, you didn't expect a lot. And if you're surprised, good. Because we love being surprised, right? We love our expectations being exceeded, right? We love that. All right? So just don't go in there with high expectations, okay? Also, if you guys can think of maybe an actor that you thought would be a better fit for Black Adam, I'm curious. Let me know. Put it in the comments, okay? Put it in the comments. Because, I've thought of a few, but nothing really solid. Nothing really solid. Maybe I'll do a part two on this episode. Maybe I'll do a part two on Black Adam after the movie comes out. We'll talk a little bit. See if we can get something. Get some more information. I'll have read more of the comic books. Yeah, we'll do a part two on Black Adam. So, sorry, picture of my daughter. Anyways, picture of my daughter on my iPad. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all have had a great week. I hope you all have a productive and or relaxing, mentally stimulating weekend, okay? Whether you're going out and getting your boogie on, whether you're staying in the crib and watching Handmaid's Tale. I mean, I don't, but I won't judge you for doing it, okay? Either way, whatever you need to do to relax, reset, de-stress, and get your mind back to neutral and those neurons firing on all cylinders. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Gas prices are decent now, okay? Gas prices are decent now. New podcast microphones are expensive as hell. Everybody has a ring light. And you can always stay Swifty. Peace.